This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, we've made it through Thanksgiving. Todd Kunin and I, Frederick Penny, your host. Todd Kunin, my co-host, Denise Dirks is still trying to get over the turkey that she ate. We have Cal Hunter behind the glass. Welcome to Radio Law Talk this day after Thanksgiving, or 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know what the color is. It's Black Friday, so would this be like Plaid Saturday?
I think it's called Getting Over Turkey Saturday.
That could be.
And we are here to talk about some really interesting things today, Todd. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. It is the 30th of November. I can't believe it's already Christmas time is rolling around.
I'm right there with you. What happened to this year?
The year just flew by. Radio Law Talk is booming. Life is good. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative talk show on the radio other than the alien shows. And we warned you last week on Saturday that what's going to happen is you're going to be sitting around the table with the in-laws. You can call us and tell us if there's anything exciting that happened around the Thanksgiving table where you used Radio Law Talk as evidence. That's the only way you can use us as evidence. Do not use us in a court of law. Like an individual billionaire we're going to talk about today that likes to use anecdotal issues in court, we're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about Krispy Kreme donuts today. Cal, this is the most important thing because I know you like Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme is being sued.
Oh, shocker.
And I'm not going to tell you why, because we're going to tease you on that one, because we're going to do a case or no case. But Krispy Kreme donuts is being sued. I swung by Krispy Kreme donuts, and I will tweet this out and put it on our Facebook, and bought the Krispy Kreme donuts, the said Krispy Kreme donuts that are being sued. And Todd and I and Cal will be the taste testers here to determine whether or not this lawsuit should be valid. Now,
she went on an evidentiary field trip, Fred?
It was a field trip that, you know, I just opened them up, Todd, and looked. They messed with me because there's one missing.
Oh, man.
I think they owe me a donut. Well, one's missing.
Okay, so I would say that one is missing, but the problem is I also see a bit of icing in the corner of Fred's mouth.
It's either Clark or Fred with a little raspberry jelly running down his chin.
You can't claim theft. That's like the guy who claimed that he lost his cigars to arson.
All I got to say, if you're the lawyer and you're suing Krispy Kreme donuts and you're on the plaintiff's side and a big dude walks in, he's got a little glazed donut in the corner of it, he's got a little bit on his shirt, you might want to, you know, you can't discriminate, but you might want to say, sir, should I boot you off this jury because you're discriminatory for Krispy Kreme donuts? And when he says, no.
No. Would the judge order the jury not to taste these?
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
And would the jury say, Your Honor, I'll take the gig if I can go to Krispy Kreme and try them out.
You think Krispy Kreme donuts has a little Krispy Kreme truck outside the courtroom and they're passing out free donuts to everybody? Here you go. Here you go.
We don't want to influence the jury at all. But these are hot.
Okay. Don't burn yourself. So this is an interesting lawsuit we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about, we have brought it up before, there's the billionaire we're going to talk about that is being sued for sexual harassment, and it's more mainly his antics that occur in the courtroom that is the most interesting thing to discuss. But here's a big one we're going to talk about. Don't pardon the pun. But remember we talked about the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in a Colorado, it was Fort Collins, Colorado, had an ordinance that you cannot be topless as a woman in public. And the Free the Nipple movement said, forget it, we can't. And the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals held and said it's discriminatory to discriminate against between women and men of whether or not they can be topless. Okay, now this sets the stage for today's topic and what we're going to discuss, which is a very interesting case going out of Utah about an individual that was topless and her stepchildren saw her. So obviously this the real mom complains,
yes,
and she is being brought before the courts on a misdemeanor. And we're going to talk about that. Now, why does Utah have anything to do with Colorado? The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals covers 10 states, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma. So now I think this is being pushed, and we're going to talk about this Utah woman that is fighting these charges for a misdemeanor for being topless in her garage doing drywall.
And you know, we're just teasing it right now.
I know. It's just
wait until you hear what the potential penalty is.
Right.
If she loses on all of this, it yeah. is mind-boggling.
All I know is there's a lot of nipple-freeing going on around the Western United States.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
But it's our job as the hosts and producer of Radio Law Talk to keep folks abreast of what's going on.
Right.
And
that's why we have our Krispy Kreme donuts with us.
It is. We create good memories.
Yes, and we have the freedom to discuss this.
We do. I'm going to go back to the Krispy Kreme donuts. So we're going to talk about that, but in the meantime, Cal, get ready to tee up, because we have a thing called Case or No Case, which those of you who have joined us for the first time, which everybody has not, because we've got all our same listeners that love us to death that just stay here with us. But Cal's going to give us a scenario. Is it a case or not a case? We have to determine, and what is the outcome? And with Denise not here, I, who am in last place, may be able to catch up a little bit, Cal, if you roll Case or No Case before the break.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, folks, here's your scenario. An Arkansas paramedic has a problem. She can't leave dead people, or specifically their jewelry, alone. Lisa Glaze is alleged to have cut a ring off the finger of a deceased woman. Not the finger, just the ring. And sold it to a pawnbroker for $45. You know, the ring had the slice in it, and the pawnbroker didn't go, anything untoward about this? Didn't do that. The deceased actually had three rings on her fingers when she passed. Two, the least valuable, were found. The third, alas, was missing. So the family members sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin,
yes,
case or no case? And if so, what was the outcome?
Case or no case? The case of the... the five-finger discount.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Well, this certainly sounds like something that would be a case. It kind of sounds like something that you would read about and then spring on us, not necessarily having it actually be a case. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say, yes, it is a case, and the family does sue. And I'm going to say that, actually, you know, they don't even really need to sue, because it's a crime what she did. Look, the ring belongs to somebody, and that might be up for grabs as to who it belongs to, but we know who it doesn't belong to. It doesn't belong to the EMT. So I'm going to say it's a case, and the EMT ring theft person, ring thief, is liable. She is found guilty.
By virtue of criminally, you're saying, okay.
Either criminally or civilly, depending on how. She has liability, and she loses.
All right. Very good. Mr. Penny, what's
so I was sitting here smelling the Krispy Kreme donuts, and my mind was not thinking about what Cal was saying. So did I miss it? Did they find out that she actually took the ring, the EMT, or did they just thought that this...
Well, it got pawned. So
right.
That was part of their investigation. They presuming that she took it. I mean, she got
okay. All right. I'm going to say it's a case, and she is not found. The EMT is not found guilty or not liable because there's no proof or there's no evidence that she actually took it. That's the issue here, is whether or not there's proof that she was the actual one that took it. That's what I didn't know, Cal, when I was smelling my Krispy Kreme donuts.
I can understand the intoxication of the Krispy Kreme smell.
And I still don't think quite... I'm going to say my thought process is a little bit off this morning until we get rid of those. So hold on. Hold on here. Hold on. This is me opening up the Krispy Kreme donut.
Yes, yes. It's
the smell.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
His best Homer Simpson.
We're going to be back, and we're going to find out whether or not Fred's right or Todd's right on Case or No Case.
Stick around. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up, including the answer to Case or No Case after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at Penny &
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
No points for you.
Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
The no points for you is very important that you played that segment. Because yep. Why, Cal?
Well, because Denise is late, therefore no points for her on this particular case.
Yes.
Or no case. But
she gives the look. She...
Well, wait, Todd, wait, turn
Todd,
my mic.
Yes.
Sorry, Todd, yeah, okay.
Welcome, Denise.
Yeah, I might have some.
Wait, Cal's got to turn all of us.
Well, Denise wasn't here, so
I just welcome. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
You slept in?
I overslept.
Oh, my God.
It was such a nice morning.
What do you call it? What's the stuff that's in Turkey? What's it called?
Tryptophan.
It's a overload. Is
oh, and I have, oh, by the way, I do have an interesting story that got back to me about me and Denise and a dinner that we went to with Fred earlier.
Okay.
And something unique that happened. Don't let me forget.
Okay, we won't let you forget. Cal, so the case is very clear that
yes,
we have an individual that's an EMT that likes to, quote, five-finger things
yes.
off of people who decease, and apparently there was a ring missing from one of the deceased, and they found it in a pawn shop, and a lawsuit ensued.
For those of you who say that this was a case, may I see by the show of hands,
uh-oh.
That's two
Fred
of us.
And Todd both, and the answer is
yes.
Oh, darn it.
Yes.
But for those of you who say it was a civil case, may I see?
I don't know. What
hands
we didn't say.
There.
Well, I said there was. I didn't delineate.
I didn't delineate either.
I want to clear for those of you who say it was a criminal case.
We said we don't know.
I said it was either or.
You know, either
this puts
or
me in a bit of the horns or of a bit of a dilemma because Mr. Kunin's initial reaction, of course, was correct, which was that the ring that she got $45 for at the pawn shop was worth $8,000.
Oh, my
gosh.
Right?
So, $45.
So did they sue the pawn shop?
No. The cops came in and just arrested her and said, you're going to go upriver for theft. So they fired her from her job. She got a few years, no
there
record.
You go, Todd.
And no word as to whether additional restitution was required.
Okay.
The family got all the jewelry back. The pawn dealer, Hot Springs Classic Gun and Loan, was out. It's $45. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case.
Good job, Todd. Todd got 2 points. Fred got one.
Fred got one.
At least I got 1 point.
I would say just technically, so under restitution, she would not owe... Obviously, would not owe the family the restitution for $8,000 because they got the ring back. But I would make the argument that she should owe the pawn shop the $45.
There's that, and
yes.
also the cost of repairing this gold or platinum or whatever it is they cut through to take the ring off of her finger.
Oh,
because those are not cheap repairs. You know, they have to go in and solder it and flux it.
So she cut it off the person's finger?
Yeah, at least she didn't cut off her finger. She just cut off the ring.
Now way back in the day, I used to sell jewelry when I was 22 years old.
Wow.
And it was very common. There's a little thing they give you. Folks would come in, and it was the typical. Their body had grown beyond the capacity to remove that ring.
Right.
And so you go ahead and cut it off. And they do send it in so that they can repair it. But the repair is...
I mean,
you're paying for the gold.
That's negligible.
Yeah.
But for an $8,000 ring, I would imagine that some guy's going to look at that and go, I better get this right. You know.
The big problem is if it's a channel set diamond, you know, those are the ones that are set in. When you go and bend it out like that, you change the dynamics of the ring. You can lose diamonds. It's doing that sometimes causes the diamonds to fall out. But and that's your tip for the day.
Well, thank you very much. I read a lot of talk. You know about diamonds. You know about rings. You know about Krispy Kreme donuts. But most of all, you're going to learn about more anecdotal stuff this weekend, 2 days after Christmas, and the anecdotal stuff is as follows.
That is our anecdotal.
Yes, Denise and Todd actually paid Frederick William Penny, that's me, off for my case or no case bet that I was the winner. And we went to Steak and Lobster, and Todd, you had something anecdotal to discuss about that.
This is just hilarious. The rumor mill. Okay, so I, as you know, I am single. I have not been married for easily 8-9 years
okay.
now. Okay. So when Denise and I went to go pick up Fred to take him out to this dinner. And when we did, we stopped off at a grocery store so that we could get flowers and chocolates for Fred.
Yes.
And happened to run into somebody who knew my former spouse. And the next
right at the door. I mean, we literally walked in and they were right in front of us.
And the next day, I get the call. So I hear you're seeing somebody.
Zadig said Todd.
Oh, that's hilarious.
To that which Todd says, it's only been 8 years. Can you let it go already?
Yeah.
And it was like super awkward because he like almost forgot to introduce me.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was trying not to introduce me.
Quick. Go run to the frozen food section, okay? I'll get you over there.
Well, I didn't hear about that. I did get flowers, which was kind of weird, but I gave them to my wife. Here, for you. But I got chocolate, which is
which you didn't give to your wife.
I ate some. She ate a few, but I ate those, definitely.
Man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah. So today we're going to do something very important. And we only have a few minutes left, and we're going to continue through next segment, because this is very important. I want all of you listening to us to go out and grab a box of Krispy Kreme during the break, okay? I am not here to promote Krispy Kreme, but we're going to do a test. I want you to get the following. I want you to get the chocolate ice raspberry filled, which, by the way, according to the lady at Krispy Kreme, they no longer have that one, or at least didn't have it at this one. But they do have the iced raspberry filled.
Mm.
I got that one. The glazed raspberry filled. I got that one, too. The maple bar. They don't have a maple bar. They said they have a maple donut. So I got the maple donut. And the glazed blueberry cake. That's what I want you to get. That's very, very important for this segment. I'm telling you why. Krispy Kreme is being sued by an individual that I believe has no time on their hands because they're claiming that they're falsely advertising the ingredients of its fruit-filled and maple-glazed donuts, that it's all not real, and that this person has been damaged because of it. I'm trying to figure out what the damage is. I'm trying to think of, okay, now you're not going to gain as much weight. Maybe that's a damage.
Tell me they're a law student, please.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just trying to figure out where this individual gets the time going, you know what? I think I'm going to bring a lawsuit because I don't know that that's exactly real stuff. We're going to talk about the lawsuit and the legal issues there, especially whether or not you could sue someone under the false advertisement because they don't like, you don't like what their ingredients are. We're going to be back. Krispy Kreme class action.
This is Radio Law Talk on the radio and also on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back home.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three proposed rule changes by the Trump administration could cause millions of people across the country to lose food stamps and decrease the size of the benefits for millions more. Over the past year, the Department of Agriculture proposed three changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The new rules create stricter work requirements for program eligibility, cap deductions for utility allowances, and reform for the way 40 states automatically enroll families into SNAP when they receive other forms of federal aid. A study by the Urban Institute examined the three rules in combination and found that 3.7 million fewer people would receive SNAP in an average month, 2.2 million households would see their average monthly benefits drop by $127, and more than 3 million would see an average drop of $37 per month, and almost 1 million students would lose access for free or reduced lunches. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is this real life?
Not all law firms have it.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet. But then...
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Cal's playing all kinds of jives, man.
Everything I can get in there.
Everything you can get in there, you can just try it out, man. All right. All right, here we are. I just got to let you know that today is a Krispy Kreme Donuts Day. There is a lawsuit being pursued against Krispy Kreme Donuts. I, myself, the host of Radio Law Talk, the nationally syndicated Radio Law Talk, felt that it was important and imperative that what we do is bring in this wonderful Krispy Kreme, and we're going to test whether or not this class action case is going to win. And we're going to, I think it's really imperative post-Thanksgiving, since I haven't eaten enough and I'm kind of still hungry, that we check out the Krispy Kreme donuts. We bought them. And the lawsuit is concerning these individual little jewels. Look at them. Look at them. Go, I'm live. Who wants to go live on theirs? Because I'm live on my personal Facebook page. But I'm telling you, look at those jewels.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 glazed donuts. And then we have a glazed, and that must be the raspberry filled.
Yes.
That is part of this lawsuit. Then we've got was that a maple or a maple?
That's a maple.
And mm-hmm. then down there, what is that one at the bottom?
That is the glazed blueberry cake that is being sued and is supposedly there's false advertising about the blueberry cake
And so that's what happened.
Oh,
this the plaintiff or the representative plaintiff.
Slurby.
So the representative plaintiff, and that is you have a class action lawsuit, and there's usually a plaintiff and then a bunch of others that are
right.
That join there. In. They get
that,
have the right
join
to join in.
And his name is Jason Sadian. And he decided to file a lawsuit because he claimed that the advertising for the ingredients were somehow misleading. That the glazed raspberry filled, the maple bar, and the glazed blueberry cake donuts do not actually contain real raspberries, maple, or blueberries. That is the complaint.
All right.
And he's trying to protect the consumers.
He is. I mean, look, we have global warming. We have economy that's up and down. We have an impeachment going
people
on.
Being shot.
People being shot. We've got all of this stuff. People kneeling during the national anthem. But dang it, Krispy Kreme is the one we are going to go ahead and focus on. That's his pet.
Is this the same guy that sued Subway because their foot longer was only 11 inches long?
No, but that was a very good suit. That suit.
Cal's talking about the foot long again.
You know, if I just can't even go there, okay?
American dream.
Let's stick with our Krispy Kreme donuts.
Or exaggerate.
Yeah, right.
Did that come from you?
I said nothing.
Would you guys, can we continue on
let's,
with
let,
our
let us continue
test?
On.
So how are you going to tell, Fred? Just
this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going
to
do.
Donut to the lips. How are you going to
well,
tell?
This is, well, you got to understand a couple of things. First of all, one of the reasons this lawsuit is coming forth is he says the tray behind the glass counter, as they're displayed, the placards on the front provide the name of the donut variety, which is tricky. Okay, now here's my point. I'm arguing for defense now, all right? So one of the big arguments is the raspberry filled is not real raspberry. It is a iced raspberry filled, and a glazed raspberry filled is not real raspberry. Now, out on the front of the counter, it says raspberry filled or raspberry donut, right? Who says it is real raspberries on that? I might say, as a defense counsel, how do we know we're not talking about someone rubbing a raspberry on someone's leg? And that's what it's about.
There are also legal definitions as to real filling and jam, right? Like sugar percentages, pectin, and actual fruit juice and all that.
But do they say real on it? I don't think they do. They just say the word raspberry.
Has this guy done a chemical analysis, or is he just speculating?
I don't know, but I think we need to test.
Yeah,
so
no,
here
he
goes
did.
The test.
I think he did an analysis.
You guys talk all you want.
What he did on the maple version, he tested to find out if there was any maple syrup or maple in it, or a derivative of some kind of maple, and nothing was in there that was maple.
Cal?
Well, that's practically
criminal.
Can you
send your runner over here to come get one of these for you? Denise, here you go. Here you go.
All right, now here's the
Denise, you have to take a look. My fingers are clean. I washed my hands.
As you're chewing, here. Please give us a report, Denise.
Okay,
What are you chewing? What kind
of Cal. That one's for Cal. That's for Cal. Okay. Mm. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating it.
Is that a maple you have there, Mr. Cunin?
I have the
We're all trying the blueberry.
I have the blueberry donut.
Blueberry donuts.
Yeah. Wait, I don't care if that's real blueberry.
You can see the
man.
Blueberries.
That is the part that's kind of questionable. If there's no blueberries in it, what are those little blue things in there?
So, I don't know. Does that matter?
I think it does.
Did that trick you, Denise?
It's blueberry-licious.
It's blueberry-licious,
yes.
According to Cal.
It does.
All right, let's go next. Here we go. We got to keep going here. This is live radio, so this is very important. I am cutting now. I wish someone would take a picture of me doing this, but they're too busy eating.
Yes, well, you
This is the famous maple. Okay, come get one for Cal. Here we go. All right, this one's for Cal.
That's his favorite kind, huh?
Here's Cal. Here, Cal, it's coming your way.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All right. Maple.
Maple. Okay, here you go, Todd. I'm going to give you the largest part because you like maple donuts.
Sure, I do now.
And I'm worried
that
you just have to take a bite, Denise. I'm worried that they are tricking us on this maple donut. And they say it's not real maple. Let me try.
That one I don't care. It could be not real maple.
Really, here's the thing about this. This is not not a novel idea here. This is not the first time. Krispy Kreme has been sued by my count at least three times in the last 2 or 3 years over the exact same allegations, and the lawsuits all got dismissed in 2016. Sorry. In 2016, there was a class action lawsuit claiming that they engaged in false advertising and misled customers about the nutritional content. That was dismissed in 2017.
You're worried about nutritional content when you're eating a donut.
When you're eating a donut. That's amazing. Okay.
Okay.
Then there was another...
I guess that goes back to the cigarette cases, right?
There was another nutritional content class action lawsuit that was filed in 2017. That was dismissed as well. In 2018, last name was Agahanyan, A-G-A-H-A-N-Y-A-N, Miss A, sued, and get this, listen to these donuts that she complained about. They should stop selling donuts with using the words blueberry, maple, claiming that they didn't have actual maple or blueberries in it. She wanted the donut giants to pay $1,000 per plaintiff in the class action lawsuit. That got dismissed. And so here this person is reviving a class action lawsuit or the idea of a class action lawsuit when Krispy Kreme has already been down this road before in the last 2 or 3 years. They've all been dismissed. This isn't going anywhere.
I hate to say it. I'm going to say this. You ready for this? It smells like Robitussin DM strawberry or the raspberry cough syrup. I'm sorry. That smell, it brought back bad memories.
It smells like cough syrup, but it tastes like heaven.
It smells like cough syrup. I'm sorry, Krispy Kreme. I'm a fan. Oh, my gosh. Smell that.
I agree.
Smell it right there.
It has the cough syrup aftertaste.
Oh, that's a cough syrup. Hold on. Let me try the cough syrup.
You know, out there are people that are just like, oh, my gosh.
This is how Fred sounded last Friday when we went to dinner.
somebody is tuning in right now and has no idea what's going on because they missed the context. And it's just like, what the heck is going on?
I'm for the lawsuit for the raspberry. I want real raspberries. That tastes like cough syrup. I'm sorry, Krispy Kreme. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
That does not taste good. I'm sorry. I'm a raspberry. I like raspberries, but a fresh raspberry is the most important thing, Cal.
I agree.
I don't know.
But, you know. If I'm the plaintiff or defendant, if I'm Krispy Kreme, I'm tempted. Go ahead. Take this thing all the way to a jury trial. Go ahead. I want to see you with a straight face try to convince a jury that this matters.
Now, here's the deal.
It's a donut shop.
Just so you know, the glazed lemon-filled donuts contain actual lemon juice. Cinnamon apple actually has apples in it, and glazed strawberry has strawberries. Therefore, it's confusing because you're automatically thinking everything else has got those wonderful flavors like the Krispy Kreme donuts.
And my response is, look, we specifically said in this because that's the stuff that has real. If we wanted to say that stuff had it, we would have said so.
Well, all I got to say, he's asking for $5 million.
Yeah.
$5 million. Cal says we got 30 seconds left. During the break, let's see if we consume all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 donuts left.
In the interest of the law, I suggest you dive in.
We dive in. We will dive in. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about the Salt Lake City case and can women go topless out in the public?
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's more coming right up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Yeah, it's the final segment of Radio Law Talk that you've been waiting for. I know Krispy Kreme was one of your most important, the most exciting, but we talked about this in the past. And this was a number of months ago that a Colorado city, and it was Colorado Springs, had an ordinance that you can't, as a woman, go topless in public, wherever, in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their lawsuit ensued due to the fact that they said that was discriminatory because men are able to go topless, but women can't. And I will tell you right now, I will not go topless. I'm now old enough and look ugly enough that I will wear a shirt when I go outside. So anyway, guess what happens? It goes to the appellate court, which is the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and that covers 10 states, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma, and they held that that was unconstitutional. You cannot discriminate against women over men about not being able to wear their top. And so as it sits now, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals said it's okay for women to go topless in the public.
That you cannot have an absolute ban against it. That's,
right.
That was kind of limited in that realm.
Now, what you could do is maybe as a city, Denise, you could say, all right, we're now going to ban men from going topless, too. And then it wouldn't be discriminatory. Is that true? You could probably say men and women, you can't go topless.
And I think that could be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
That defeats the argument.
Yeah.
And some men, I think most men shouldn't go topless anyway. Don't you think, Todd?
I believe there are definitely some men that should not go topless.
I would say most men.
Should not.
Probably many women who shouldn't as well. If you're doing it from an aesthetic standpoint, it's not always. But that's not the point. The point is equality, right? Isn't that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
So anyway, so this woman in Salt Lake City area, she is a stepmom. Now, that's right when I heard stepmom, I said, okay, there you go. There's the issue. And there are laws, Todd, that you know about children that you can't be lewd and lascivious. What's the word, lewd and lascivious around children?
Generally speaking, that is frowned upon. Yes.
And you've got to be careful what you have to do around children. And they were doing the drywall. This father and stepmom were doing drywall in their garage. And they didn't want to get dirty and dusty. He took his shirt off, and so did she. And the children walked in, I believe, age 13, 9, and...
13's too old for
13, that. 9, or whatever.
9 through 13.
9 through 13, there whatever that is. There's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked in and saw this, and she admits that she's a feminist and is kind of pushing this agenda. And guess what happens? They go home and tell mom. And what does mom say? We're going to pursue this. But actually... According to the prosecutors, they said that wasn't the original reason they went there, but they were investigating other issues, and I'm sure it had to do with drinking, because their argument, that is the prosecution, was that she was drinking at the time. There was that issue. But they were there for the welfare of the children on another investigation that wasn't related to this. So... I don't know what
happened. The big difference here is that they were in the privacy of their own home. They were in their garage. They were doing drywall. They were getting dirty. Both him and her took off their shirts.
I bet they were.
And she took off her...
What did you just say?
Oh, sorry. What? They were
getting dirty.
Let's just go ahead and
their clothing was
they were getting dirty?
No, let's go ahead. If we read the transcript, what Denise says, they were in their garage. They were getting dirty. They took off their shirts.
And away we go.
Out came the spackle.
No.
Next thing you know, a trowel was involved.
And the roller.
And so,
the roller.
Yes.
This is the look that I give them when they get too far.
Keep going, but I want to touch on why being in a private place doesn't matter for purposes of the law in Utah. For purposes of the Utah law.
Okay, tell me about the Utah law.
No, I totally get where you're going to go with that, but the I think it's really important because here we've got one person whose right of privacy right now is at risk. And she's in her own home, and the children walk into the situation. It's not like she did it in front of the children. They walk in, but this is what their mother said. Their mother became alarmed because she said that she removed her shirt and bra in front of the children while under the influence of alcohol and said that if a man could take his shirt off, a woman should be able to do as well. So the mother kind of turned it all around and put it out there, and then they're investigated. And the worst part of it is the husband's not investigated. The husband's not charged with any crime. The husband was doing exactly the same thing as the stepmother was doing. And I think that the...
acknowledged it and allowed it. Well,
he did, but still. Free the nipple campaign. You guys know about that, right?
Sure.
That's a huge movement globally.
Every year there's one Free the Nipple Day, and everybody goes marching down the streets in various cities around the world without their...
I know Cal goes to those ones wherever that city is.
There's one in Chico. I know that. Yeah. And there's one...
Cal's talking
never
about...
Never been there.
The
but I'm just saying...
Places that are...
Yeah, well, this is a global movement, and it's a real movement. It's like, if men could take off their shirts, so should women. You know, why are our chests a symbol of something that's sexual and, you know, inherently pornographic or whatever? That's just not right.
I can't hold my Facebook because Todd's look is like...
Well, I agree with that, Denise. I agree with that. However, I will say that if that is true, if it is true that it is unfortunate that the female breast is used and exploited in that way, then those who model...
It's a touchy topic.
Well, it could be.
Not recently. But,
did you say not recently?
Yes. I'm just going to say that
not recently, not for a long time.
Victoria's Secret, Fredericks of Hollywood, all these places that sell lingerie to skimp this stuff up and bikinis and all that stuff, to actually make it look more sexy would be completely out of business if it weren't for the fact that they are sexy things.
Victoria's Secret has stopped its main show that they have now because they don't want to exploit the women.
Yeah. That's true, but they haven't stopped selling bras. They just stopped the advertising.
Well, the need is still there.
But there's need, and then there is, you know, it's like driving a car. Well, four wheels and a horn, I'm okay. Yeah, but I want to drive the Maserati. So, yeah, we could do the same thing with duct tape, some baling wire, and Silly Putty. But no, I'm getting the Victoria's Secret bra. So
you could do it with Silly Putty?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
He makes a lot of stuff with those.
Duct tape. No wonder he's single. Duct tape, Silly Putty.
Here's the thing about this case. If it was truly they're working and she takes the top off because it's hot, and if those facts bear out, she's probably not going to be found guilty. However, if the facts as alleged by the police and the investigators and the mom bear out, which are, now this is just,
I like to use the word bear quite often.
This is just an allegation. But the allegation is that she had been drinking and got to the point where she was drunk and then stripped the clothes off to make a point to the children. If that is the allegation and if that is true, then it's something a little different.
Cal, okay. You have a comment.
Yeah, Denise also raised another question which I found interesting. She said the mother has a right to privacy, or her privacy was being infringed upon. In California, there's a constitutional right to privacy. There's not one in the U.S. Constitution. I don't know if there's one in the Utah Constitution.
But, Cal, with children involved, different story.
No, I understand, but she raised the issue of privacy, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure that there is a constitutionally guaranteed right to privacy in the state of Utah. I don't know.
There is still right of privacy even under the U.S. Constitution, but it's in the preamble.
Right, it's implied.
Let's put it that way. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness are privacy interests.
Before we get too far,
tell us what she could get if she's found guilty.
Yes, if she's found guilty, not only is she looking at jail time, but she's also looking at having to register as a sex offender for the rest of her life.
No, for 10 years.
Depends on where she moves.
Oh.
Because if she moves to California and they don't change the law, it could be a lifetime registration depending on the state where she goes to. Now, that's the issue here, and the law in Utah is more strict than California. So we're going to follow this to find out what's going on.
Remember, we've already burned through an hour. Join us next hour. We're going to have even more fun. We're not going to talk about Krispy Kreme donuts. We're going to eat the rest of them, and we're not going to talk about topless women in Utah anymore. That's it. We're just done with those two, and let's hope Krispy Kreme wins. I'm not a fan of the raspberry donut, though. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a fan. Cal, thanks a lot. We'll be back. Hour number two.
All right, thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station, of course, and on RadioLawTalk.com. We will continue momentarily, so stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.